Can you hear me okay? Not so great. Okay. Is that better? Okay. It's hard. I've been living in the Mediterranean long enough now that I need my hands to be able to move. And we'll see if it works. Big welcome to everyone in this room and everyone in the room of yourself, if it's possible to welcome all of yourself. Even those parts that it's kind of a bummer that they have to be in there, there they are. I think it works better that way. Does that make sense? Do you agree? You sure? To welcome all of what there is, whatever it is. Not just what you want to be there, and not also just what you hate to have there. So it's not only about finding all those nasty things to work on. And it's certainly not about showing something. And that sounds like a really simple starting place, but it kind of changes everything. And so it might be something that we keep coming back to as a starting point. Keep coming back to, oh yeah, it's not about what I would show. I can notice that I'm showing something, I'm trying to show. I'm involved in what is the show? What I think someone else is showing, and what I want to show. And feel how it feels to be involved in showing. And then what else is there? Maybe intense times is a phrase that would describe any time, but it does feel like these are intense times for most people that I know. Not always intense, difficult, bad, but intense. A lot going on, a lot falling apart, a lot of moving, leaving behind, and now what? So in case that describes your life, you're not alone, first of all. We're going to have more time after supper for Dharma talk and some questions. But for now, I just want to mention just this possibility, the welcoming, to welcome yourself and silence. Neither of those two things are obvious to us. It's not our training. It's not usual to find someone who has a habit of welcoming oneself or being kind of in love with silence. And so just as we could notice when is welcome going on and when is welcome not going on? And how do those things feel in the body? How does it feel when there's welcome in myself, to myself, and including to that situation that I find myself in? How does it feel when there's not that welcome in the body? How does it feel? And then maybe feeling what else is also here, like I feel my feet. And then also with silence, it's not obvious what silence is and what could make silence that transformative kind of catalyst. I think it might be the similar word in Hebrew, is it? Catalyst? Do you know what catalyst means?
Me'itz.
Me'itz. So catalyst is where, in the case with silence, silence isn't doing something. Silence doesn't have an agenda to work on you and make you a better person or make you free. So the catalyst enters a situation, and by not changing itself, everything else changes. Ma'itz, is that right? Okay, so that's what a catalyst is in chemistry. I don't know if it's my eats. Yeah, okay. I started teaching meditation about 20 years ago. And when I started teaching meditation 20 years ago, I didn't really have to say, are you going to turn off your mobile phone? Are you going to just not check your emails for the whole 2 days? And every year and every month, it seems like it's more of a question. Can I turn my mobile phone off completely and not turn it back on? Even if my phone is my clock? And so if it's a question for you, I hope it's not a question for everybody, but if you're from a younger generation than I am, it might be harder. What would it be like? What might it be like to leave that much space? And for that, like, outer turning off to kind of resonate with inner turning off. Coming to land. On a deep rest retreat, in addition to encouraging you to feel free to find what posture is deeper for you, what posture are you more in your head? What posture are you less in your head? What posture can you feel the ground? What posture is it harder to feel the ground? In what posture do you find where there's kindness more possible? Like that. Someone that I've known a long time said to me today, so we have to lie down? I never said you had to lie down, ever. But I would ask at the beginning of a meditation that you feel for what is your best guess of what posture will be more deep for you. And then, is it possible to stay in that posture for the 45 minutes? Sometimes a lot of people are lying down and someone feels like sitting and they actually think, oh, I might be disturbing people by sitting because they're all lying down. And then you can just kind of see that as a funny Dharma cartoon. And then if you feel to sit, sit. Well, if anything would be disturbing, it would be not following your best guess of what serves you, your path, right? So in addition to that literal finding what helps us rest into what is, in terms of posture, there's also the way of teaching. So I'm not looking for you to be obedient to me. I'm not checking how obedient you're being. Obedient. You know what that word is? I'm not looking for you to follow my instructions. That's not why I'm giving instructions. It could happen that some instructions are relevant for you. It resonates with you. If it resonates with you, you might feel like, oh, we're allowed to practice like that? Really? Or it could be like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Those would be two possible ways of feeling that it might be relevant for you. It can also happen that your mind gets dreamy while listening, and you hear a sentence, and then you don't really hear 5 minutes of sentences, and then you hear a word, and then you don't hear, or you hear but you don't hear 500 words. That's another way of listening. It's possible that for some people, sometimes the more dreamy mind has its own intelligence. So the title Deep Rest Meditation Retreat sometimes fools people into thinking that finally now it's going to be easy. And it's not really right. Because I'm not telling you how you should put your body on the ground. And then there's that one way to do it, and you can either do it or not. I'm asking you to really investigate and gently listen to your body's feedback, but also like more like a cat who's looking for a sunny spot to lie down, and let your body find meditation posture. And sometimes doing that in a room full of people that you know or don't know, either way, can be hard to let that permission come through, to really let your body find the ground that feels supportive with some quietness and openness. So I'm asking you to consider that. I'm asking you to consider being in a way that your inner instructions could be heard. And then also for it to be relevant in your life, that things might come to mind when you're not in the hall also, that you either remember, oh, as a child, I loved watching the ants or the clouds, or I loved walking really slowly or rolling in the grass or running as fast as I can or whatever. And those might be elements of your individual path coming back to you. And please have them. I'm really happy to be here with you, and I've met a lot of those of you that I hadn't met before today, and some of you met Ella, and I would be happy to meet you also briefly if possible, and tomorrow and the next day I'll be available to meet one-to-one, as Shaharji mentioned. So if I feel it's so rich in this room, and how individual, like how specific each person of us is, and also how similar. And I really wish for you to keep that those two things with you, how different and how similar you are from everyone else as you're finding your way to connect to aliveness and feel what happens from there. And I'm delighted to have the chance to teach with Ella for the first time that we've taught together. No, okay, good. That's good. It's been a long time though. So,
for the beginning of the retreat, it will be better for all of us if I speak in Hebrew. And later on, I might move to English. But maybe before I change to Hebrew, I will say that I set my first retreat with Jaya 18 years ago. And I just remembered you said about the phone that it was a 1 month retreat. And it wasn't in silence even. And there was no question about phones. Different times. עכשיו אני עוברת לעברית. אז אני שמחה מאוד להיות כאן, ובמיוחד באמת שמחה על הריטריט הספציפי הזה, להיות כאן עם ג'איה, עם ההזמנה של כולנו לנוח יחד. אני גם מרגישה שאנחנו די ברי מזל להגיע לכאן שבוע אחרי פסח, שאנחנו יכולים לקחת סוף שבוע חופש לבוא לנוח ביחד רגע אחרי כל הבלגן של פסח, לא מובן מאליו. משמח שזה מתאפשר לנו באביב הזה. אני רוצה להגיד כמה מילים בשבחי המנוחה. באותו ריטריט עם ג'איה, באמת אחד הדברים שלמדתי, זה על המתנה הגדולה, למדתי ואני ממשיכה כל הזמן ללמוד, כי אנחנו צריכים כל הזמן להיזכר, לברך את ההיזכרות, המתנה הגדולה באי מאמץ. יש בנו חלק מאוד מאוד עמוק, טבוע בנו, והחברה שאנחנו חיים בה, כולכם תסכימו איתי, מחזקת את הכל הזה שוב ושוב, שבשביל להתקדם, צריך לעבוד קשה. גם בשביל להתקדם בהקשבה פנימה, גם בשביל להתקדם בחופש פנימי, יש איזו תחושה שצריך אג'נדה של עבודה, להגיע לכאן, להשיג משהו, לעשות משהו. ויש משהו ממש רדיקלי בהזמנה הזו ללמוד לנוח. אני מניחה שהחוויה הזו ביום-יום, חלקכם תיארתם כבר קודם בשיחות, של לרצות לנוח ולהרגיש שזה בלתי אפשרי, להעביר מוד, מהמוד של העשייה, למוד של מנוחה, זה נהיה זר לנו. ואני ממש מרגישה איך כחברה, התאים באוויר צמאים לזה. אז מבחינתי, אם אנחנו פה כזה שותים את האפשרות לנוח תא אחרי תא, אנחנו עושים איזשהו שינוי במארג הקולקטיבי שאנחנו חיים בו, ובטח במארג הפנימי שאנחנו חיים בו. וכמו שג'איה אמרה, זה לא בהכרח קל, ככה בשיחות כבר שמעתי מכם כמה, כן, כמה בא לי לנוח. ויכול להיות שנגלה שעם כל זה שכמה בא לנוח, יש המון מנועים פנימיים שממשיכים לרוץ. אז אני רוצה לעודד אותנו, לקבל אותם גם בסלחנות, בתוך החק המנוחה. ככה כמו שג'איה אמרה, to welcome all, תחשבו על המילה לברך. לברך. ככה, ברכה עמוקה של שלום, כל מה שמופיע. ובאמת, מרחב של מנוחה זה מרחב שאנחנו לומדים ולומדות לסמוך עוד קצת ועוד קצת על איזה מערכת הפעלה אחרת, גדולה יותר מהידוע והמוכר לנו ביום-יום. אז אם לרגע זה מרגיש שונה או מבלבל, אני ממש רוצה לעודד אתכם להסכים רגע להתבלבל להסכים רגע לצאת מהמוכר והידוע, ולמצוא איזה חלקיק של אמון באפשרות שמתוך הבלבול משהו חדש, טרי יותר, מתאפשר לנו. זה אחת המתנות הגדולות שהתרגול הזה, שהמנוחה הביא לחיי. אני ככה מזמינה אתכם לחגוג את המתנה הזאת של לסמוך על איזה ידע שקיים בתוכנו, כשאנחנו מרפים מהשכבות המוכרות. ואני רוצה להזכיר, אני חושבת שרובנו היינו פה, אבל חלקנו אולי לא, וגם אם היינו, שהצורה הזאת של ריטריט מאפשרת לנו את המנוחה העמוקה כשאנחנו שומרים יחד על הצורה. כשאנחנו, כל אחד ואחת מאיתנו, יכולים להרגיש בטוח במרחב שאנחנו חיים בו ביחד, אז אנחנו יכולים להרפות עוד ועוד ועוד. זה אפילו לא מודע. כן, משהו במערכת מזהה שזה מרחב שאפשר להרפות בו או לא. אז כדי שהמרחב הזה ירגיש לנו מרחב שאפשר להרפות בו, אני רוצה שככה נהיה מאוד ערים לכבוד הבין אישי בינינו. אז נאמר פה, ואני מדגישה, כמובן שהשתיקה היא הארסל הגדול שמאפשר לנו לשמוע קולות יותר מעודנים, ואנחנו מחזיקים אותה ביחד. והשקט הזה הוא גם שקט מצורות תקשורת אחרות. גם מקשר עין, כשמשהו בנו חסר שקט ומחפש אולי מענה מבחוץ, איך אנחנו לומדים להניח לזה, ולתת לכל אחד את המרחב שלו. אנחנו כמובן נמנעים ונמנעות כאן גם ממגע, גם אם באנו עם חברים. זה מצרך נדיר בימינו לא לתקשר. אנחנו כאילו מכורים לתקשורת. אז ככה להניח לכל צורות התקשורת הבין אישיות בינינו, להניח לסקרנות וטובת באמת ההקשבה העמוקה הזו פנימה, וגם לכבד את המרחב במובן החומרי. זאת אומרת שאם יש איזה קרית במרחב, בחדר, משהו נשאר, אנחנו משאירים את הדברים במקומם. אז יש לנו איזה שקט שמה שהשארנו מחכה לנו. אז הכל זה בשירות באמת ההתפנות להרפיה. ודבר נוסף שבשירות ההתפנות הזאת זה השמירה על המרחב הזה נקי מכל דבר שמשנה את מצב התודעה מלבד מדיטציה. אנחנו ככה מעדנים פה את התודעה דרך התרגול, תומכים בבהירות שלה, ואנחנו לא רוצים לעשות תנועות שלוקחות לכיוונים אחרים. אז כל אלו זה המארג של הכבוד של היחד שאנחנו רוצים כאן. טוב, שמחתי להכיר ולנוח יחד.
Please be comfortable. We have about 20 minutes before supper for a short meditation. Need to stand up and stretch a moment before you get comfortable. That's cool. And there are a few more cushions over here if anyone needs. So we are here. There is a body with its volume. Its weight. Already, this much is beyond human understanding. We are here, and there is a body that takes up space and is heavy. Just this much takes us beyond what thinking can do. So without trying to do anything much for a few minutes, letting the body feel gravity, if you like. Sometimes, right about now, you might notice that the posture that you're in is not really going to work out. And you could just quietly let the body shift. The way animals sometimes get comfortable in stages. They arrive, and then they arrive a little further. And then a little further in. If you're lying on your back, you might be aware of how are the knees and how's the lower back.
Usually, but not always, people find it's better to have the knees bent up with the cushion underneath. And if for now you don't have a cushion to go under your knees, you could try bending them up and leaning them together if that works for you. And then how are the feet, the heels, if you're lying on your back, are they hanging off the edge or are they really planted? And sometimes when the lower body is good, is really planted and starts to unwind a little bit maybe, then the back and the upper body might start to feel that it's more possible to really be here and maybe be here and comfortable. And be here and be comfortable in a way that leaves room for an inner life. We're going to be going against our tendency to be interested in what's happening up in the head area or the heart area, and start with what's down below the waist. It's wonderful how the body and mind work together and inform each other all the time. And what that means is that also every little millimeter of difference in the angle of your foot or hand or knee or hip influences your mind, as well as the mind influences the body. And at the same time, not allowing perfectionism to take over. So letting the body find the ground in a way that's good enough. Something like if we were on a walk and found a nice rock and put it in our pocket. Is it in the pocket well enough? It's not going to fall out? Okay. That's good enough. So we are here, and there's a body that has a volume and weight. And that body influences the mind, and the mind influences the body. So, wow, there's a mind as well. Each one of us. What else is here? here we are, and there's body and mind. And can it be possible? Can we feel the lower body for a little bit? Letting the hips and legs and feet take up space and have weight. And what if you would like to allow a few breaths to be a bit longer, as if you'd be breathing out down into the legs, just as part of arriving. Is there any movement in the legs, pulsing inside, or maybe some of the movements of breathing? Sometimes there could be a feeling of a movement of nervous energy or just life energy. And there's contact with the ground. How would it be to stay in touch with the lower body, and maybe even the lower body with the ground, on the ground? In contact with its support. Could be through the chair, cushion, building to the earth. Allowing the lower body to feel itself. And noticing when the mind starts to come up with an image of the lower body, or starts to talk about the lower body, remember the lower body. And just noticing how that's different from the direct sensations. And kind of diving in towards the direct sensations, contact with the ground. And how would it be feeling the lower body in contact with its support and opening to the sounds that are going on in and around the body? Is it possible to allow hearing without waking up thinking in the head? Or to notice the difference between the experience of sound and thinking about sound.
permission for sounds to be just like they are. So here and so gone. And again here. Completely itself without regard to our preferences. Already heard before the mind can name it. Heard by the body, maybe even felt by the body as a vibration sometimes. Could that openness to sounds also open towards the inside, the inner life? The same way that something that's already aware in us can hear the sound before the mind can say what it is or guess what it is. Direct and simple, not powered by my preference. In its aliveness, freedom to be itself, that sound here, that sound gone. What about openness in a similar way towards the inner life? Let's say towards body sensations. Still maybe grounded in the lower body, but what about opening to the whole field of body for a few minutes? As if the body sensations are another kind of sound. Coming as if out of nowhere in their own timing. Just now.
body sensations not according to our preference. Direct and as it is. And what loves that directness in you? Letting the body be itself. What if there's nothing wrong? Letting sounds be themselves. Letting the mind be itself. What if there's nothing wrong? Nothing worth disconnecting for. Nothing worth freaking out about. May our practice and our lives be devoted to what's important. What the deep heart loves and honors, however secretly. May our practice and our lives be devoted to what's important for the benefit of all, including ourselves.